The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions. Why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math.
We are sisters from a family of 10.
Both of us have families that include 4 math-loving children and 2 grandchildren.
Together, we have more than 50 years in education.
We are on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
So tell me, Jan, why is this mission so important?
We are educators and we know a child's confidence in math can be life-changing as these children develop interests that lead to college and even career opportunities.
We know you're busy, so we'll keep this weekly podcast short. Nobody has time for an hour-long podcast. Give us just 10 minutes a week and we promise to make it worth it.
Now it's time for you to take action. Click on subscribe to get notified every time a new podcast episode is released. And thank you so much for making math fun. Equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections. Welcome to our 14th episode of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. In this episode, we will talk about what a number talk is and why we implement them in the math classroom. Now let's get started.
Many parents have confessed that they never liked math in school and even have anxiety about doing math. These parents want better for their own children, but feel helpless to do anything about it.
We started this podcast to explain to parents why math is taught differently today. One of the changes in the math classroom is the use of number talks. Our Wisconsin standards for mathematics, which are similar to other math state standards, intentionally delays the teaching of the one standard way to calculate until students have had an opportunity to make sense of the math and come up with their own way to solve math problems. This builds a student's conceptual understanding and helps students to make decisions about efficient strategies for a specific problem.
So you might ask, what is a number talk? A number talk is a short classroom conversation around selected computational problems that are solved without a paper and pencil. Selected problems elicit strategies that focus on number relationships and number theory. Students are encouraged to find as many ways as they can to solve the problem. Students are given time to think creatively and hold their fist close to their chest, holding the number of fingers, indicating how many different ways they can solve the problem. The teacher then calls on students with only one finger up first and asks students to share their thinking. Students holding up more than one finger are called on last to describe another way to solve the problem. The teacher captures the student thinking on the board through models and/or words to make it visible to all the students. Students are then asked to make connections between the different strategies. Efficiency of each strategy is discussed, and students learn from each other and expand their repertoire of problem-solving strategies.
Number talks are not intended to teach strategies. During a number talk, it's the students that are inventing strategies, constructing meaning, making sense of numbers, voicing their learning, and voicing their understanding. So you might ask, why use number talks? Our classrooms are filled with students and adults who think of mathematics as rules and procedures to memorize without understanding the numerical relationships that provide the foundation for these rules.
Yeah, and number talks also provide purposefully planned problems that elicit specific strategies. Number talks might start in preschool or kindergarten with dot patterns. Students are asked how many dots they saw after a teacher flashes the image of 2 to 3 seconds. Students are then asked how they saw the dots arranged, and strategies are shared by the students. These dot arrangements are used to build the student's spatial reasoning, which is one component of number sense. A problem sequence of addition problems including 4 plus 6, 7 plus 4, 4 plus 8, and 4 plus 9. These problems are chosen to possibly utilize the make a 10 strategy, but students will come up with other strategies as well. Another sequence or string of problems include 16 plus 10, 16 plus 20, 16 plus 40, and 16 plus 42.
All right, all this talk about number talk. We talked about dot patterns and addition. So let's try one, but this time let's try a multiplication problem. So Colleen, how would you solve 18 times 5 without using paper and pencil?
Well, I guess I would think about how close 18 is to 20 and think about 20 times 5. I know that 20 times 5 is 100, but I have two extra groups of 5. I know that two extra groups of 5 is 10. So my answer is 10 more than the correct answer. So I take my answer of 100 and subtract the 10 to get 90.
That's great. That strategy uses friendly numbers like 20 to make the problem easier. After listening to several number talks, and I didn't learn this as a child, I might approach 18 times 5 with a different strategy. I might think of taking half of 18, or 9, and multiplying it by two groups of 5, or 10, because I know that 9 times 10 is 90. This is called the double and half method. Basically, what you do is decompose the problem by factoring out a 2 and pretend that 18 times 5 is actually 9 times 2 times 5. And then you would multiply the 2 by the other number. That's why you get the doubling effect. In this case, you double or multiply by 2 the 5 to get 10. So the problem goes from 18 times 5 to actually 9 times 2 times 5. So you get half of the 18 is 9, and then you double the 5 to get 10. So it becomes 9 times 10, which is an easier problem to solve. This double and half strategy works well when at least one of the numbers is even.
Yeah, I bet a lot of adults didn't learn it that way, that's for sure. So as you can see, number talks will help students learn from each other and develop creative problem-solving skills. It's not about the teacher performing a calculation and the students mimicking it. During a number talk, students are being creative problem solvers, which is really what we're trying to develop, and building their own number sense. One thing that students always ask is, why would we ever need this skill? Jan, why do you think students will need to be able to solve these problems in their head?
That's a great question. Well, one reason is that as adults, we are constantly estimating. When we shop, figure out budgets to make sure we have enough money, or we're actually counting money. Having good number sense and problem-solving strategies are important life skills for a healthy financial future. Confident math skills equals confident students, and eventually equals confident adults.
Yeah, that's only one way too, Jan. So, you know, if you'd like to learn more, please head over to our website at 10minutemath.com. That's TENminutemath.com. And thanks for
making math fun.